So if you guys get elected, do you think that these changes will like definitely be implemented within your term, or do you think that they're more long term?
For example, wireless, I think that's something that we really can. I think that during this period, we got Libby Library, but we got like a good start. We are building a relationship with ITS. At the end, ITS paid for half of all the access points in Libby. So I'm looking forward to like increase that relationship and try to get everywhere wireless everywhere. And I think that's something possible. And I know that that's one of the goals for the of the university, like in a really short term, probably 1 or 2 years. So like the idea for, or like my idea for wireless is to try to focus on like the main like buildings that need wireless. I don't know, BKC, I have a class in BKC, like today the wireless really doesn't work at all. So that's something that like those really big buildings where like for example in that class I take notes on my laptop, and like sometimes I'm just listening to the professor, and like if he says something, I just Google that and like look at it. Something like that. THH, I know that the administration this year has been really working on trying to get THH completely wireless, and I think they have installed more access points this year, and I think that by the end of this year, THH will be completely wireless. There are other buildings that have more problems, especially because the structure, like they're all buildings, so like the signal, like it's complicated, and you need like a lot of access points, so that's something complicated.
Even beyond wireless, though, I mean, that's obviously I put wireless into the short-term goals, and that's something that I think we can accomplish.
I can go on.
No, it's okay, it's okay. Sorry to cut you off on that,
but
I mean, there, you know, some short-term goals. I think that the ticket swap system might be able to be implemented next year. Hopefully there's a lot of excitement around new coach, you know, new staff coming in. I'm sure that Lane will do fine carrying through Pete's tradition, but you know, I think ticket swap system could be another short-term goal that we have, where long-term goals would include things like you know, getting the Thanksgiving break that might not be implemented next year, but we can at least really push the administration and maybe even you know, get them to accept something that would be in a certain year this will take effect. It might not be next year, but you know, we can maybe get it done. Maybe it'll have to carry through to another administration. But you know, there are short and long-term goals like that, you know.
Campus cruiser is a short-term goal. I think that
hopefully,
it's really possible to get more drivers, more like vehicles by next year, even like by like the spring semester of next year. I think that that's really, really viable.
And then I think also another short-term goal, and we sort of have in USG, there's a program that we'd like to expand. It's Better LA,
Greater LA.
Greater LA. And
That's
it would be a tram system. It's under the,
freshman.
It's about LA. You know, we want to provide trams because a lot of times, like, I come to USC, I don't have a car, I'm from Arizona, I don't know, you know, even if I had a car, I wouldn't know where to go. But you know, we really want to help to introduce students to LA culture, because there's so many great things here for students to take advantage of. The Getty, different beaches, the Grove, you know, just countless number of things, but a lot of students never take advantage of it. And I think that could be a short-term goal that we could accomplish, is providing trams. Much like the LA Live tram, maybe every other weekend, something. Obviously, this would be another expense, so we'd have to negotiate with the prices, but this would be something I think could really help students to get to different places on the weekend so they don't feel sort of trapped on campus.
And this is also an idea that we got from Visions and Voices. Within Visions and Voices, there is a program that's called Explore LA, and they have like trips to places, but like that's more like limited. We want something that more students can use, and like it's more regular, like maybe one weekend the Grove, the next weekend Hollywood, something like that. Terms that maybe like that go 11 to, well, I don't know, something like that.
That would be,
Something like that, and that they go back. I think students, especially freshmen, that they don't have cars, and they really like, and public transportation here is not that great. So I think that that's something that's gonna be really, really, really popular. I I think that the only problem with that is the money. So yeah. We really hope to like maybe use put up our the administration can put up an bar. I think that Visions and Voices, I think that's a program that's under the office of the provost, and I think that they can help funding us, yeah. Program work, spec. There are a lot of resources
yeah.
that we can partner to get like more students to explore LA.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess just to switch gears again, what kind of experience do you guys have that would equip you with, or that would better equip you for these positions?
Okay, that's a great question, because I think that me and Juan really exemplify one of the greatest teams of experience that USG will have seen in a long time. We've both been involved in student government organizations since we were freshmen. I'm a junior, he's a sophomore. So we have 5 years of student government experience here at USC. For myself, I can, you know, I'll let Juan speak for himself,
yeah.
But for myself, I started off in floor tower building government and the University Residential Student Committee, or URSC. And you know, in my time there, I worked with housing, and I worked directly with Chief Drayton on safety issues. You know, Chief Drayton, the head of DPS. And then in USG, I've been a part of. I was the director of the Academic Research Fund, so I have experience in the funding boards in USG. I've been both the assistant director and director of the Academic Affairs Board, so I have experience in the advocacy areas. And so I really think that gives me an advantage, because I've worked with administrators, I know the funding system, and I've worked closely with, you know, really big administrators such as Chief Drayton, Vicene Lammy I've worked with, Vice Provost Morrison I've worked with. So I have a lot of administrator contacts from my past, and I think that will really help me to hit the ground running, rather than having to establish the relationships at the beginning of the term and then, you know, go forward from there. I already have those connections established.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me as a freshman, I was part of my building government, part-time arts and humanities. I was also part of the International Students Assembly. That's an assembly under program board, that's the programming branch of USG. And my second semester freshman year, I was elected the executive director of ISA. I'm the only freshman that has ever been a director in USG. So I have experience in program board, that's the four branch of USG.
Mm-hmm.
I think that no one that has gotten elected president or vice president has ever had like a program board experience.
Mm-hmm.
And program board is like a vital part of our organization.
Mm-hmm.
They take like more than half of our budget, and that's the most visible branch of the of USG, because there are all the events, food fair, concerts, conquest, spring fest.
Mm-hmm.
So I have experienced programming events from like 100 people to 2,000 people.